the dreamly prey. Billions of years passed, and strange noises began issuing from the caves. Strange stars burned earthly. Strange wounds occurred. Still, I was content to ignore this, filling my cheeks with meadow grass, feeling my horns lengthen under the moon. Back then, I still had a cloud of 100 floating eyes that saw everything, from ant children to cloud feather tips to hill other sides. Back then, the pride of my body was still the nerve-rich membrane in my neck that deciphered the choruses in the aurora. Yet their strophes were numbered, sung over one night by a voice from a cave. The animal sat by the incomprehensible light conjured from wood, trilling syllables beyond me. This wing-severed bird weaving blankets, threading laces through shoes. I moved closer to the warmth. She crowed in triumph, summoning the other cave nester to ignite a bullet in my hollow chest. My blood fractured to veins, and the leaden shell wouldn't stop reverberating, and this bullet became my heart. Fire-eyed, the woman rushed to my flank and snipped the tendons in my heels, those elastic red ribbons furling lost up my thighs. After that day, I would never gallop, but walk. When my mother finished with her scissors, my father came with his bayonet. To make sure I was still alive, he thrust the blade under my chin, through my tongue, into the roof of my mouth. My palate hardened, the amorphous sounds growing skeletons of meaning, and I could speak as they. Finally, my mother bound me in a net of fragrant leaves, where each of my eyes closed, and the membrane went deaf, and the horns wore down, and the grass choked itself back up, a single wild flourishing of green blades from my mouth. Unspeakable fecundity, and then it was speakable, as I woke amid shreds of the net, knowing nothing, spitting oaths.